Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
The Gemara Nun Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara says, Mida Shel Talmud Chochom, Keitzar Kein Shein Tachter Alessandlum Meisach Hama, Umenolim Bi Meisach Shomim. Shalamar, it's doing me lots of bolim. The Shail is, why doesn't a Talmud Chochom put anything under his Mita? In the Rishonim, there are different shatim. And the Rishbam over here, and the Rabbeinu Geshem says, Mishum Ruach Ra. And this is because somebody who sleeps on top of something, a Ruach Ra is Shaira. Rather, the Teres Chaim says, Lahedi, it's Mishum, the person that's sleeping. It's not a din in a mita. It's a din when a person sleeps on a mita, then there's a Ruach Ra. There's a Shinui. The Rishbam says, the Ruach Ra only affects Eichlim. The Rabbeinu Geshem adds, it also affects other things. It says also, Kelim, the Dikduk, like the Rabbeinu Geshem, is because the Gemara says that he didn't put anything, Mashma, not just Eichlin, Chutzma Menalim, of a Mashma, everything else was Aser. But the Rabbeinu Geshem is a very big Chiddush, that the Ruach Ra affects other things. The Pisrei Tshuven Yaredei and Siman Kufte Zayin Tzivkot and Dalid brings a Shvus Yaakov that was Mechia from our Gemara, that Ruach Ra, food that has a Ruach Ra of Shinas, Mutter to eat it. Because if the Halacha would be Asa to eat it, as why are you allowed to eat food from Ha'am Ha'aretz? The Gemara only dans mitzah that he's not misakin his Tevel. Among them, the Gemara doesn't Aser. The fees that the Gemara should Aser it. Because maybe he slept on top of it. Yesh Lodin in the Raya, that it's a kol kach matzi that he sleeps on his food and he's going to serve it to someone afterwards. You don't have to be choishesh. The Mais in the Chochmas Adam, ki yadua, he brings down the goyin in Simen Zamaches that asks his food. Did someone sleep on b'di'evet? The Chochmas Adam himself in Simen Beis is Mekel. Meaning was to be Mekel. This is one pshat al Ruach Ra. In Rashi and Sukkah and Chaf Aleph HaMibayis, Rashi says a different pshat. Kadesh lo yagol b'nei yodom masham. Then if he keeps things there, people are going to go next to his meat, and it's not yofa that people should be coming to the meat of a Talmud Chacham. Some Sefer says an interesting pshat al Derech Remez, Derech Avodah. He says that a Talmud Chacham, he only uses his bed for sleeping. He doesn't use it for anything else. That's why should he have anything else by his bed? Mashenkin am aretz, as he relaxes in bed all the time. So Mela daima lights and balam, he keeps a lot by his bed. Yeah. Amar then continues and brings Rebbanda Havikah Mitzayin Marasa. As why was he Mitzayin Marasa? There's a shinui in the Rishonim in Rashi. Umar Bam Mitzia Peham Abez has a Gemara Adoyma. So Mitzayin to Bam Mitzia is the sugya over there. Rashi over there says, Mishum Me'isav Tumas Koinim. Chinkos of Rishonim in our sugya. Nosh Bam Bayo says, another shash that maybe he'll bring Tyrus over the area and they'll become Tomei. Yeah, so the shash al koinim as vizim, it's not less shash, as Amelie was naked tyrus. Abba Bain Rashi, the Rishbam, Tesis over here, they all learn that the Tzi and Maris is midin toma. The Yavitz and Bam Mitzia wants to say that it was midin, that it should be a makam tefila, because Mavur and Kama Makoimis is the Indian of Mispalim by Kivri Tzadikim. As a Mela, he wanted to be Mitzayin where the Kivri Tzadikim was. As one of the Achronim brings a raya to the Yavitz, because he was doing it by Kivri Tzadikim, why did he do it by all Kfarim? As the Rishbam himself is Miyashiv, that by all Kfarim everyone could do. But by a Tzadik, as a Kivri Tzadik, no one could go in unless they're Choshev Talmud Chacham. That's why Rebbanoi had to do the tzaddikim. Lemaisa also from the fact a makot to rishonim not like the yavetz is the gemara in the hemshich is mavur that he was mitzayin the mida of the kever, meaning bishleim if it's midin toma, as he has to mitzayin the mida that you should know what's tami, what's not. But if it's midin tfila, as you don't have to know exactly the mida of the kever, as long as you know where be'erich it is, thus is genug. Vinishvi rei rishonim learn. Ashi, the Rishbam, Tosis, the Rashma, Raman, all the Rav Rishonim learn that we're handling mitzad tuma. As Lefi Zeh, the Steichemed, Chilik Tes, brings a raya from here to grace of Shaila Shekvar Donu. The Shaila and the Rishonim, Al Pi Etonet Ve'Eliyahu, if Kivrei Tzadikim is mitamim. Dahinu Eliyo Anavi said that he was allowed to be metame to Rabbi Kiva because Kivrei Tzadikim ain't a metamim. Ramban in Pashas Chukah says someone that's niftar pi neshika is not metame, it's only someone who's niftar pi the Malach HaMavis is metame. It's Lechoyra, why was he mitzayin Mara Samach Pela? Maybe the Gemara before in the end of Ashutvin Yotzayin is mavur. Rav Ram Avinu was meis ben neshika. Boy, those kivrei tzadikim, ain't the chatzadik gadol me'avos, and afilu hachitz mufur in the Gemara that kivrei avos are metamim. As Tosfos b'Metzia Kuf Yudal and Amud Beis says that which Eliyahu Navi said that he was metama because he was a tzadik, he was doicha bekash. He really didn't mean it la'alocha. La'alocha kivrei tzadikim are metamim. That's l'chayr what's mufur in our Gemara. You have to know on the other rishonim. Ramban, what's he going to do with this Gemara? Yishlodan. Oh. As the Gemara says, that when he came in, he saw Eliezer and Avram by the Pesach. And he asked Micah and Avram, Amalei gani b'kanfa d'sara v'kama ani lei b'resha. As before in the Gemara, that if there would be a Yetzahara, he wouldn't be able to go in. Only because there's a Yetzahara, he was able to go in. As Akhtan Muki Yosef, you see over here that when a Baal does Divrei Chiba, a Baal shouldn't do Divrei Chiba with his wife in front of other people. Let's move a halacha in Ramon Evnezer Simon Chaf Aleph Sifkot and Hey. The shaila is why isn't it Eino Roy for a Baal to do Divrei Chiba for Rabim? As Rashi is Mashma, and the Rishbam is Mashma, the Amalei Lail, the Inkan Chutzpah, that it's a Chutzpah because it's a David, it's Nias. Certain things people aren't comfortable to do b'rabim. It's a milsa disnias. It's not sanua to do it. It's uncomfortable. It's a chutzpah to do it. As it's a din in Avram. Taz in Ebene Ezer over there wants to suggest there's another reason also, because you'll be ma'ayir other people to be ma'ayir and in yoni b'inish le'ishtoi. So Taz says there's two reasons. One reason is medayik d'rishbam mitzad the person himself. It's ain't a roi to do. Another reason he'll be ma'ir other people. He wants the tain al pizeh chiddush in the taz that doing certain things which are very divrei chibadik, as that's not only by a husband and wife, that's by anyone they shouldn't do. Husband and wife, even as a lower level of divrei chibah, you have to be more careful. Ayin sham. Bishmul brings the taz. The other noisy kelim bring the taz. Over here you see that divrei chiba, a person shouldn't do berabim. The maisa, over there are refanim that a person could be mekel, a mashal, if you have someone that can't see. As l'chayr over there, if the wife holds the husband's hand, could they help him to walk, to see? L'chayr over there, it would be mutter. Not just yesh ladin. She should do it in a way which it's obvious what she's doing. Meaning if she does it in a way that she hides it, it looks like it's the rechiba, people can't tell. It's a little bit of marasayin. If she does it in a way that people see why she's doing it, Mechayrit's mother. If Yeshlodin validin in that Nakuda, another Nakuda by older people also. When you have an older man, older wife, and they need help, and the, each one's helping the other one walk, these things are not called Divrei Chiba B'chlal, meaning the Nakuda is not to do Chiba B'ravim. But these things are not called Chiba. Everyone knows the reason why you're doing it is practically they need help. You shall the Paiskim Abba. Be a makum to be makum. As Taisis says, Mitzayim Arasa, Frick Taisis Akasha, Vim Taima, Ain Kibre Vikacham, Mitamim Maal, Misham the Ain Kruyan Adam. Chayra, Yesh Lodin in the Shail of Taisis. And Yidua, the famous Chakira, the Prashis Drachim, what are the din of the Avis Kaidim Matan Taira? Do the Avis have a din of Yisrael Kaidim Matan Taira? Do the Avis have a din of a Ben Noyach? It's Lachari from this Taisis, that Taisis is asking the Avis should have a din of a Avikachom, meaning a Ben Noyach, that the Ainu Mitam and Ba'ayel. As Lachari, you see in Taisis, that Taisis is assuming that the Avis had a din of a ben noyach, MS be more matim, Taisis l'shitasai, because Taisis later on Dafkuf mem aleph, Taisis over there, yes. That the Gemara in one Prat Darshan's that Avram Avinu had a bas from Taima Lermaliyasiu Lit Liyitzlok, Mandi Amid Perik Dalin Mises, the Ben Noyach Mutta Bechoisai. As Frek Taisis, if Avram Avinu had a bas, why did he have to look for a Shidduch? He can marry off a Ben Noyach is Mutta Bechoisai. As the Prashish Drachim brings a Raya from Taisis, the Taisis holds that the others have a din of a Ben Noyach. As the Fizo, that's what Taisis is asking, the Shitasai. If you learn the Avis have a din of a Yisrael, as then the Kasha wouldn't be Shver. What's the need in if Avis have a din of a Ben Noyach or Avis have a din of a Yisrael? As there's a Tzaddik, the ones we mazva ba'ifin zu. You could explain it in two ways. Koidim kol, meaning the Uma Yisrael, started off from Avram Avinu. As being that Avram Avinu was Neutel, the Schus of Klal Yisrael, meaning he was the first member of Klal Yisrael, as a Mela, the Yiddish Am started from Avram Avinu. Yeah. Even in Taisis, the Taisis holds that they have a din of a Ben Noyach. Avada Taisis is Maida that the first Yid was Avram Avinu. The Taisis holds that even though he had a din of Yisrael, meaning the Indian, that the Uma Yisrael starts from him, Abba Klapi Dine Taira, until they got the Taira, they weren't Mishuna. Oh. That's one way of learning. Abba Tzadik wants a Taina, that the din Yisrael is Tali. You could say a different Havana, that the din Yisrael is Tali, and they have more mitzvahs than Bnei Noyach. The Kedushas Yisrael is because they have mitzvahs. As Chazal Darshan, that each Av got more mitzvahs. Avram got the mitzvah of Mila, Yitzhak got the mitzvah of Maisa, Yaakov, Vachule. Every Av, they added mitzvahs. As Kivan Shekain, they already had more Kedusha than a Goy. Biskarov, Kiyadua, but a Raya that even Koidim Matan Taira, it was a Musig of Yisrael, because you find the Musig of Geiris Koidim Matan Taira. You find that Avram was Megayas Anoshim, sorry, was Megayas Anoshim. The Gemara in Saita says Basa was Yared to be Agyer, Agyeris. As if there's no Musig of Yisrael, Kedem Matan Taira, as what's the Musig of Geiris? As Taina de Briskirov. Abba Oida Pam. Now, Avada the Uma Yisrael is the Musig of Yisrael. That the Musig of Klal Yisrael was Kedem Matan Taira. That started with Avram. Avram was the Av of the Uma Yisraelis. Over the Dinim, how the Dine HaTorah, how it's Noik to him, As that's a machlokes rishonim. As Tosfos learned, they have a din of a ben noach. Another rishonim, mashma that they had a din of a Yisrael. As Vinishvi, Tosfos says that lemaisa, Tosfos, they have a din of a ben noach, as they ain't kruyin Adam, as what's pshat, as Vishloimar and Vitosfos, Avram nikra Adam, the siv ha Adam hagodol. V'chein Adam arishin nikra Adam. Fact the Koivit Shiurim that of Yaakov Avinu never called him Adam. And it's clear in the Gemara, he was a Demostiuknoi, that he went in to be Mitzayin his Keva, as if it's Dali, because they were called Adam, Zim Kain, as why was he Mitzayin the Keva of Avram? As a Koivit Shiurim, yes, because he learns that Zikatali, if the Torah called him Adam. Aber ein der Ritva that says, what's Taka the Pshat that he was called Adam? Zog the Ritva means, Miroiv Chashivusai, he had a shame Adam, because he was a Navi, and he was Makayim Kola Torah Kula. As that's why the Torah called him Adam. As by Yaakov Avinu, even though it doesn't call Lahedya Adam, that he was a Navi, and he was Makayim Kola Torah Kula. As if Avram Avinu the Torah called Adam, as Huadin the Torah would call Yaakov and Adam too. Kum dechois lefi zeh, the Indian of Kruya Adam, Klapituma, is totally on the Milus of Adam. Hainu, with only Adam is Metamah, because he has a Mile of Adam. As who has a Mile of Adam, even if Klapidinim, they have a din of a Ben Noyach, of a copy this mile of Tuma that they have a shame of Adam. Tesis is another Shaila. Tesis is that for its kikebel shelfnea diva, that it's like marble of Nazir. Tesis also is that it's kikebel of Nea diva. Zevchayim kiyadua serechap. That a kevel of Neyadiva was talking about when a person was mess and the guf was nirkav. As then what was left is man matan taira was only a kever. As then there's a din, a shayla of a kever shel of Neyadiva. He says by tzaddikim, by the others, that they stayed kaim in the guf even afterwards. As im kain, even now it has a shame kever. It's kilu kolas man. They has a shame kever because there's always a person there. As only a person that's nirkav, as then the shame kever was when he was nirkav. As that's called a kever lefnei adiva. But a person that wasn't nirkav, he stays exactly the same. As kol rega v'rega, it has a shame kever. As it's a kever shel achra adiva because the person's still there, l'achra adiva. The Gemara then says when he was being Mitzayin, as he saw the Shnei Akov of Adam Arishan, and it was Daima L'Shnei Galgali Chama, meaning it was so bright that it was Kishnei Galgali Chama. Kudusha Boyd Maral in one place is Masbir that the aura of a person is totally on the Kudusha Sa Adam. As being that Adam was the Yitzhak Kappa of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, he had a tremendous Dargah Shal Kudusha, as even that Kabayim, which is the Makam HaShofel Shaba Adam, it's the most Rachuk place away from the Rosh, as is the lowest part, was still so Kaddish that the aura of the neshama was by kas kol kach that it was meyer kishnei gilgalei chama. Thus is together by Moshe Rabbeinu. It says when he was noiled, he was toiv. As what was toiv, it was nismala abayis oira. As what's the knesh of nismala abayis oira, you see that he's toiv. So shlach kodesh is mazbir that it was the aura of the neshama, the kedusha of a person, that the shechina. Shaira on the person, as a person who has a tremendous darg of Ashrus Shechina, as the guf can't cover up the Kedushas and Neshama. As a mele, that was the or that was Nisgale, the Maisa, the or of Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't, even though Mishas later there was a or of a, afterwards, the Maisa, it was Nischase, Chutz, until by Matan Torah, then it was Chazal Moshe, the Karni Ha'oid. Dainu Oysa Oy was Baikis Oy, the Beer Shabai. Why was Moshe Zeicha the Karni Ha'oid, Ayyadei Matan Torah? Because Be'emes, what makes the Neshama to shine bright in a person is his level of Kiyam HaTorah. Boiba Midis Makayim the Torah, Boiba Meida, he learns the Torah. That's Machazik the Koyach Neshama. And it makes it shine over the goof. As that's Pshat in the Gemara, Shufrader of Kana, I mean Shufrader of Avu, I mean Shufrader Yaakov Avinu, who is Tali Kefi Sid Kosam, Kefi Dagosam Betaira, Kefi Dagosam Ba'avoida. As that's the reason why, and that was Shufrader Yaakov Avinu, I mean Shufrader Adam Arishan. Yaakov Avinu was the Bechira of us. Medrash Tanchuma says, "Lo avimishi yaga b'tayra ki Yaakov Avinu is the amud of Tayra, as he was magia to the darga of Adam Arishan. Dainu, he had the chesed of Avram, the avoda of Yitzhak, plus the Tayra of Yaakov Avinu as the bechira avis reached the darga that he was shufra the Adam Arishan. Dainu, he reached such a darga of kedusha that his shufra was ka Adam Arishan." B'yesek, Yadua from Nari, that the Indian of the Abbas was to be Misakin, the Dmus of Adam Arishan. As each one was Misakin, a Gavisir Chet, a Gavisir Pkam of the Chet of Adam Arishan, each one was Misakin. As by Yaakov Avinu, it was Nigman, a Gavisir Oifin, the Tikkun of the Chet of Adam Arishan. As a male, his Shufra was Me'ain Adam Darishan, he was Misakin to reach back to that Darga of Adam Arishan. Abbas Nishna Shein Avertloch. That's in the Kudin Avodas Hashem also. Shetedelecha. If you want to reach the heights that you could reach, if you want your neshama to shine the way it could shine, the eifin to do it is Al Yidei Taira. When you do what's mutal alecha l'sakin, koidim kol Al Yidei Limana Taira, like Moshe Rabbeinu was eifin to his Karni Hoy. So when a person learns Taira, as it causes a person to have a shine, his neshama to shine. So even though Bizman Hazeh, we don't see the light of we don't see the light, the physical light of Amal, there are people that the whole life is one light. The Hainu, everything they do is meir, it's beautiful, it's enjoyable to be in their presence, their midos. The whole mahus is noyim. We see vinoyim Hashem alekenu aleinu. Thus is the Hadras Panim of Tzaddikim, the smile of a Tzaddik, the Anhaga of a Tzaddik. As that Chelik of the Or, we still have Bizman Hazeh. Va'oid, the other Nakuda, every person comes in this world to be Mesakin a Gavisa Nakuda. If he's able to be Oymed in that Tikkun, as then he's Zaycha to that Kilu Or, that darga of being misakin, what he's supposed to be misakin, he has a gevissa or. Gemara says in Sanhedrin, this David Lake Barbatia. Gemara in Sanhedrin says there was someone that shined like Moshe Rabbeinu Marukva, that he had a taiva to be mizane with an ishesish, and afterwards she came and she was willing to do laver, and he was miskaber and his nisayin. Afterwards he shined like Moshe Rabbeinu. You see, the shine of Moshe Rabbeinu is not just by the Makabal HaTaira, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Anyone who's aiming on his Nisayan, he holds stark, as he has that shine. As even though Bizman Hazeh, we can't see it, the Olam is in a matzav of Hester, of Shetei Delecha, V'oyevav Kiseis HaShemesh B'Gvur Asai, like we had in Perek HaShutfin. The other person will shine, L'Netzach Netzachim, is kefi is avoida. As a mold is ksas giluyim ba'olam hazeh of what will be la'olam hava. That was the Ar of Yaakov Avinu, the Ar of Adam Arishan. It's a miyad of a giluy of what's ma'usid le'tzadikim la'olam hava. This Gemara is a chizik gadol edidan. Kol mishem chazik b'teira u'mitzvahs. Sh'teidelecha oisai or zaruah la tzadik. It's a or zaruah la kol tzadik v'tzadik. Sh'mimenu is hana, nifladik hana. L'asid lavoi. The Gemara then says, Hu gavre d'shamu l'dvisi d'omar לברת אמר לו צניוס בסורח יצא עשר בני אסלו ולסלח מאבוך אל אחד. No, there were 10 children, only one of them was from the father. כי שחוב אמר לו כל נכסה לחד ברו. לא יודו להי מנהיו. As I came to Ramana, he says, זיל כפויתו וכיברו דאבוכן, הדקוי מגל לכו, you should bang on your father's קבר until he's מגלה, which one he wants to give it to. There's 9 of them went. One of them didn't go, and he said that the nechasim will be to him. Skipshutai, when you learn the Gemara, you understand the Gemara. There's one malach in the Ramah like this, that ki'ilu, the fact that 9 of them hit and one of them didn't, it's a raya that is the real son. As a meila, the halacha should be that he wanted to give it to the real son. As a Ravana found a patent, a way of knowing who the real son is. If you look at the Rishbam has a different pshat in the Gemara. The Rishbam says that he dan, that the halacha is when there's no machzik, you dan with shuda d'daini. As what shuda d'daini? You give it to who the father was oyev yaser. That's mustama, the one he wanted to give the matana to. What did he do? Mamzeira ima azeponim. As they'll hit their father's kever. Masha'in came, somebody who's not a mamzer. He won't hit his father's kever, it'll be too uncomfortable. As he was testing, who are the mamzerim, who is not? As the teva the father is, the children that are azeponim, he doesn't love so much. Of the one who's a tznua, he loves more. As it's mistama that if he said to give one to the matana, it should be given to the one that he loves the most. As the fider Rishbam, it comes out that his kavana wasn't even to give it to the real ben. His kavanah was to give the matana to the one who he loves the most. And that was Rabbanoi was figuring out who he loved the most. As Koidim called, why didn't the Rishbam learn the other pshat? And that the Pashir pshat in the Gemara, that this was a chachu who the real ben was. But near Nadvarim is in Dine Maminis, you need a raya. It's a shayna patent, a shayna nakuda, it's nishkinug raya for Dine Maminis, for Dine Choshim Mishpat. As a male, the Rishbam held on Dine Choshim Mishpat to say this is a Raya and Dine Mamas, das is Nishginuk. That's the only thing you could say, it's a Shuda the Daini. However, there's a great side Gosha. This Rishbam that says it's Shuda the Daini is the Rishbam Lashitasai. That the Rishbam in the Sugyan Lamed Hey learns like Rashi that what's together, Shuda the Daini, that the Dain has to figure out who the father meant the most. As you could say, the reason why he did this patent was to figure out who the father meant the most, and that's the one he wanted to give to. Well, Lefi Taisus on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, that Taisus learns Shuda the Daini doesn't mean who the father meant to give it to the most. Now, the Dain could give it to Mishu Yirtze. As him can, you can't learn the Gemara here like the Rishbam. If it's Shuda the Daini, he could give it to whoever you want. As Lachor Taisus learned the Gemara like the Ramah. The pshat in the Gemara is that he was trying to figure out who the real ben was. Aye, by dini mominis, you need a real raya. L'chore the kivun in daisis is that when do you need a raya? When you're coming to be mighty from a muchzik. As then there's a klala, mighty mechavero, all of a raya. Above here, there was no muchzik. The father was mace. He gave it to one son. We're not sure which one. As kum dechois, there's no muchzik here. As it was Chaladin of Shuda, it wasn't, there's no real muksik here. As at Kama, there's no real muksik, as then even a raya, which isn't a raya shlema, would help. And a makkah to such a sfara would be the Rishbam Alamed Dalet Amed Beis. Over there, when the Gemara says, Kol Dolem Gavar, as the Gemara's Rashbam says, B'Koyach, that's the Pashur Loshen, Kol Dolem Gavar, and the Rishbam says, B'Rayas, it's Aruch Bir, if you have a real raya, as what do you need the psak of kol dolem gavar? It's muhach in the Rishbam. There's certain rayas that they're not real rayas, but once the psak is called alum gavar, as will accept such a raya. As you see, when there's no muksik, as you could accept a lower level raya, midin called, and thus is midin called alum gavar. As you could tainu, who had in klampi yeshuda the daini, even though this raya is not a raya gemura, if there's a real muksik, it wouldn't be enough to be mighty mamin. Amafilu hachi, being that there's no muksik, as Chaladin of Shuda, Lugi would have a smach like this, that this is the ben, that would be enough to to make Achron Dine Mamanis. This is before the Fidr Aman. That's how you have to learn according to Taisvis. Baba Basa Dafnun Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara says the things that were printed that Rabbanoi was reading was one of the things that it said was about Dam and Yayin. Rabbanoi corrected it. He said the proper way to say it is Bereish Kol Marin on a Dam, Bereish Kol Esvin Ono Chamo. Nahainu literally translated the way the Rishbam learns, Bereish Kol Marin, the cause of all sicknesses, is Dam, the problems with the Dam. Bereish Kol Esvin, of cures, Ono Chamo. The Pashut Pshat in the Gemara is, it's talking literally, sicknesses mean sickness of the guf. The Taris Chaim explains, again, we don't find that Dam is used for refuah, that yayin is used for refuah, and the Gemara means that somebody who drinks wine all the time, as then he doesn't need refuahs. It helps the guf be bari. And thus is the, however, the Rishbam is madgish, it's only if he's yishte yayin kalocho kiroi, means he drinks it kiroi. If he underdoes it or overdoes it, mashman the Rishbam, when it doesn't have the koyach to be to keep him healthy. Thus is the Poshre Pshat. In the Marshon, one Mahalich, the Gro, in Kama Mekoimis, it's brought down. The Gro in Mishle, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, it's Uva Nekol Elyo, in the Gemara over here. It's also in the Sefer Malas HaToyra, from the brother of the Gro, Erech Daf Kuf Chazayin, depending on the Tfus, brings down that the Marsha and that the Goin learns differently, that it's going on choylei hanefesh. The hainu, the reish of all choylim is dam, the midas reis that are tali on the dam, ki adam hu hanefesh, and the nefesh is the shayrish of midas reis. The goyim learns it's going on the mid of taiva befrat, that's tali benefesh. As the reish, the kol, Nefilas Adam and sicknesses, Boifin Ruchni, Dainu Chatayim, makes the Nefesh and the Shama lose its Kayach and be sick in a Ruchni is the sense. As the Reish of all that is Dam, the Taiva of a person. When a person is Nimshach Basa, his Taiva and his Kas, his Midas Reish, as that causes him to do Averis and to get sick, Boifin Ruchni. And the cure is Yayin. Lefi ze zok de marsha, and the going Yayin is going on Torah. That base, it's called the base Yayin. And Shirashirim, Yayin is nimshal to Torah. As the cure to all midas rice is Torah. As the Milas of Torah appears on Banim, Reb Yitzchak Isaac Chover, that's Medayik, that the reason why over here it says the cure is Al Yedei Torah is because the reason why and it's Mamshal the Torah to Yayin is because it's coming to say that the Torah that helps cure from all Midas Reis is the Simchas HaTorah, the Geshmak of Torah, Dum Yedi Yayin, Yayin Mesameach Leivenesh. The Pasuk says that the Indian of Yayin is it causes a person of Simcha. So what didn't Torah causes the person Simcha? That's when a person learns with a Geshmak, with a Simcha, as then it cures the person from all midas rois, and it's meroimim, and it's megadol the adam. The Gaon says that which it says, Afoichva, Afoichva, the Kulaba, the Mishnah and Avos Perikei, is going on this Nakuda that Al Yedei Torah, a person could fix everything, and Memela, he doesn't have to come on to learning anything because. He doesn't have to come on to learning anything because once he learns Torah, as Memela, it heals all Midas Reis. And Zag the Gaon, a Gevaldige Chiddush, that which we find that in Sifrei Musar, that you have to work on Gaiva, and it gives Eitzes on working on Gaiva, on Taiva, and on all Midas Reis. Zag the Gaon, it's only for somebody who's not leaking in learning Kiroi. As then you have to work on each one separately. But somebody who's Isaac B'Tayra B'Kol Koichoi with Yerushamayim, as then he doesn't have to work on these things, on all the Midas. Yadua, the famous Machlekes of Chaim, and the Koich V'Yor, Rabbi Yitzhak Blaza, the Talmud of Rav Yisrael Salanter, that he tried, the Koich V'Yor tried to get in yeshivas, they should learn Musar. And Rav Chaim Taina like this going, that Musa is for Krenka Mansion, for people who are sick. But when you learn Torah, then you're not sick, you're healthy. So you don't need Limud HaMusa. The Maisa, the Biskurov said, and if Rav Chaim would see the yeshiva, so in the door of the Biskurov, the Hainu the door after Rav Chaim, as Rav Chaim would have been Maida, that they all have to learn Musa while they're all crank. Yeah. And Amevin Yavin, if the Briskurov said it on his dar after the dar after Reb Chaim Kolshkein Badar Shalanu Kuli Amalei Pligi, if we'd Enochinami, if we'd learn Taira Kirai and we'd be into Munich and Taira Kirai, as then Enochinami, we wouldn't need Limud HaMusa. Taira would do everything. Yeah, by Reb Chaim Shuleve, it's all the Shmuzim would bite on Taira. Of Derech Klal Bezman Hazeh, where we don't have that Kayach. As then, a person has to learn Limud HaMusa to fix. The more you learn in Torah, the more you lig in Torah, the more it's Meraim in Ma'adam, and it helps him that he doesn't have to work on fixing his Midas Reis. And thus is the first Mishnah in Avos Perek Vav. G'day L'Torah L'Shma, that's Megandal Torah, Mashat Elias Chosid, V'Tzadik. Thus is the Koyach of Torah, that it changes a person. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says that because of a pischa de kuputkaya city anvag intel vezu intel zeravia shel taira. As there's a chubas Rashi in Simon Reish Samich Vav, which is Muva in the Rashban, two places in Chilek Zayin Simon Tavkuf Lamedalad in Teres Abayis Beis Vav Sharhei. With another Rishayin in the Machzavichi, the Ravya, that says this is the makar of what we make a bracha al netilas yadayim when we wash our hands. What are we saying netilas yadayim? What does it mean to be neitel the yadayim? We should say al rechitzis yadayim, al nechkios yadayim. What's the bracha of al netilas yadayim? As Rashi explains, because the shear that you need for netilas yadayim is a revius. And the kli that holds the revius is a natla. As that's what we're making a bracha on the tilas yadayim, the masber, that you're not stam washing your hands. You need a revius of mayim. As the bracha is al tilas yadayim, that you took a natla kli and you did it by revius. At Hechan and Dvar Megiim, the Rashba wants to be mechadish al pizeh. As lafi zeh, if you tovel your yadayim benar, where you're not using a kli, with halacha is the tefillah helps. As in Cain, you would make a bracha of a different bracha of Al-Nakiyas Yadayim, a different bracha, but you wouldn't make Al-Natilas Yadayim because you're not using the Kli. Yeah. Right, so you could have said Aloy Plug. As the Rashi brings another Deya that says not that way. He says because Bechlal Tfila Natila, Bechlal Masayimana. As this halacha, what you mevarich when you table the yadayim is moving shulchan aruch and some kufnun tes if katan chaf ayin sham. As the makor of the nusach netilas yadayim, the fishi tisrashi one day, which is one day brought in the Rashba, it's move la halacha is from this gemara that antel is revius shel Torah. As the Gemara, now we go to the next Mishnah. As the Mishnah is in Schalik, the three Chalakim. Marzev, Sulam, and Chaloin. Rashi learns the Yisayid in all three are Echad. At a Tashmish, Eino Kavua, the Bailim is not, doesn't bother the Bailim. As him can, you don't have a Chazakah. The Chazakah is Gebayit. In fact, the Bailim should have been Meich, and he wasn't Meich, as you get a Chazakah. By Tashmishim Sheinon Kruim doesn't bother the Bailim, as thus is Ein Lo Chazaka. Sheinkin Tashmishim Kavuim, if you Kaveya, as then it bothers the Bailim. As being that it bothers the Bailim, as then Yesh Lo Chazaka. Lefiza, this Mishnah is all there at the Mishnah we had before. And Daf Nun Zayin Amid Aleph, that over there also. Stam Tashmishim, he's not Makbid, but if you Kaveya, Machitza, you make it more Bekvius, the Rishbam learns, then Yesh Lech HaZakah. The Fidah Rishbam, this is the Shayrish of all the Mishnayis, it's Nakuda Achas. No, Pseidon, each Tashmish, you have to know what's called Kavua, what's called not Kavua, what the Klalim are. As the Mishnah is Machalik in the three Eifanim, Maziv, Sulam, Vechaloy. This is the Mishnah. Now, as in the Tzir of Sulam, is a machlokes rishonim, what are we talking about? Nirshbam, the Rambam in Shchinim Periches Halacha Dalit learns that we're talking about where you put the sulam b'shel chaveroi. As you want to be machzik b'shel chaveroi to have a schus to put your sulam there. And then there's a chilek, if it's a tashmish kavua, you have a chazaka. If it's a tashmish ein kavua, you don't have a chazaka. The Torah in Siman Kuf Nun Dalet Nun Gimel brings a Deya which is Cholik, and it says that if we're talking about B'shel Chaveroi, Gam B'sulam Katan Yachal La'akiv, he could be Makbid, as it's a Mayri Shenosan L'Toich Rishus. So it's talking about where he put it in his own Rishus, but he was Nishan Al Koisel Chaveroi. That's the Shailan the Gemara. When you nishal a koisel chaveroi, if you have a chazaka or not. As was geit the machlekes, what does the Rambam hold? As the Magid Mishnah is masbe the Rambam holds koifen al midas time. That enoch inami I'm going into Yenim's Rishus, but koifen al midas time, the person can't be ma'akib b'chlal if it doesn't shterim. As even when I'm going into Yenim's Rishus, but if it doesn't shterim, as he can't be ma'akib. What does the Torah hold? The Torah says clearly that the person definitely could be makviv. As l'choyra, the Torah holds like Taisus on Yud Beis Amud Beis that we had before in Aperika Shutfin. Taisus over there is machadesh. The ganze machlekes of Kaifin al midas taim is if someone lived in a chotzer shaloi b'rshus by a chotzer she'ino imed l'schar, if he has to pay or not. The machlekes is the achiv tashlumin or not. The man the yama koifin al midas time holds that it patters you from achiv tashlumin. About vada lechatchila zaktaisis, you could be meinei someone from coming into your shus. There's no ending of midas time that I have to let everyone come into my shus if it's not my free of me. It's my rishus. I could stop people from coming into my rishus. That's the shittas taisis. As you could learn, the Torah holds like Taisus, as therefore you could be Ma'akev L'chatchila. From the Magid Mishnah, Vidas HaRambam, the Rambam will be Cholik, the Koifin HaYisal Midas Taim is even Ma'akev L'chatchila. As thus is the Mishnah of Sulam, what the Tzir of Sulam is. Is it talking B'shal HaVeroi or not? In the tzir of Chaloin Hamid Chaloin, as over here the Ritva brings down Machlekes Rishonim. Dika Machlekes Rishonim is later on in the Sugya Nun Tes, the Ramban, other Rishonim Barichus. The Ritva is Mesadarit Bekitzer in the Mishnah. That there's two ways of learning what the Gedder of this Chazaka of Chaloin is. He says one way of learning the Pshar in the Chazaka of Chaloin is we're talking about a chaloin that makes hezekriya. Now you look derech the chaloin, and you mazik your chaveroi. As what's the need of yesh loy chazaka, ein loy chazaka? The need is if you have a chazaka, as then he can tell you to be mesalik your chaloin. If you don't have a chazaka, then he could tell you to be mesalik yochaloin and not be mazikim behezek riyah. That's the way the Rimagash. The other Rishainim that learn that there's a chazaka by Hezekria, that's the way that they'll learn. The Ramban brings down Tshuvas Arif, that the Tshuvas Arif says a chiddush. The Tshuvas Arif says that there's no chazaka by Hezekria, like Kutra and Beis Akisei. The Gemara says by Kutra and Beis Akisei, there's no chazaka. As Ramban of Taichis, what's the pshat in the Rif? Why is there no chazaka? As Ramban says, a couple of knechim, the Rishonim. One knechim, the Ramban is Hezek Riya, is a Hezek Aguf. As being that it's a Hezek Aguf, as that, there's no mechila, there's no ikpeda. When could you say a person's not makbid? That's only on his akin to his mom, and some people are not makbid, so then you could be machzik. There's an Indian of that you could be, get a muksik of something which is a hezek aguf. Thus is a kpeda gdela. So even if a person doesn't say something for a long time, a mezicha, people are makbid on it. So even if he didn't say something for a long time, it's not because he's not makbid, there must be another reason. As kum tochois lefiza, the word is hezek ria, is the hezek gadol, a hezek to the guf. Mele, therefore, there's never a real mechila, even if the person says that he's meichel. What's the pshat in the other man the amrim that hold that there is a chazaka by hezek ria? They say even though it's a hezek aguf, but the hezek aguf is not such a strong hezek aguf. Like the Ramban says, he's mitzta'ar mishom sniusa. It's a shvacher hezek aguf, it's not doima to beis akise, but it's a reyach ra. It's mamish oyim v'noyer. You can't function. It's a terrible hezek aguf. Over there, zicha, even if he's not meicha, but there's no raya that he's meicha. Vakum dechois, the way the rishonim are learning, the avaza hezek ria is a hezek to the guf. The shail is vi vayt of a hezek aguf is it? That it's Shaykh Mechila and you could have a chazak on it. Mikan is Mispasha, the grace of Hakir Ruvain, on that base, that Ruvain is Mistapik and other daily Rosh Hashivas. What's together of Hezek Riyah? Is the Hezek of Hezek Riyah that Yamazik is goof? Because he's uncomfortable when you're looking at him, akin to Dvaram Shabbat Sneas. When he's uncomfortable and you watch him doing Dvarim Shabbat Sneas, meaning if he's doing Stam things, that's not a Hezek. But when he's doing Dvarim Shabbat Sneas, it's uncomfortable for him. The Bangrad is also, he'll say Lishna Bish, he'll talk about what he does as he's uncomfortable and someone sees him doing it because he knows the person's going to talk about it. Or is it the word that it's Meinei Tashmishim, meaning a normal person has a schus to be Mishtamish with his Chatzar? As he has a schus to do all Tashmishim. If you're going to look at his Chatzar, as he's going to be uncomfortable, he's not going to do all Tashmishim in his Chatzar because he's going to be scared you're looking. As Kum Tichayis, because you're looking, he's Meinei Tashmishim in his Rishus. As thus is the Hezek. The Hezek is that he can't do Tashmishim in his Rishus. As the fee is that it's a hezek to the mamin, it's not a hezek to the person. As l'chayr from these rishainim, the Ramban, and even the rishainim that are chaylik, you see in all these rishainim that they're learning that hezek we is a hezek to the guf. No, they hold, not a hezek to the mamin. That's a raya to that side of the chakira. Another svara, the Rishonim say why it's not shaykh on a chazaka on hezek ria, as the Rishonim bring, because hezek ria is an iser. I mean, the person is being over an iser when he's being mistakel and causing the other person to be uncomfortable and being mazik is guf. As kivan shekain, how does it pass the chazaka on an iser mazik? The musig of chazaka we had in Lo Yachbar by Tashmishim HaMazikim. Yeah.
Over there is different. Over there is the pshat, you're being mishtamish. Agav, you're being mishtamish, your hishtamshus is causing a hezek to Pliny. We saw in Big Yisoid from the Bechor Shmuel b'shem Reb Chaim, you're mishtamish b'tarich shaloi. And it's what the fear to do shimish b'tarich shaloi. If it comes out a hezek, there's no iser of Baba Kama even b'chlal. As that's over there when you're doing a maise hishtamshus. Over here, when you're looking at the other person, you're doing a direct isa mazik. As what's the musik of chazaka? Bishleima by lo yachbar chaycha musik of chazaka. The chazaka is your machzik in the shtamshis, even though it's mazik. It can't be teveh, you're not to be mishtamish. By hezekriya, you're looking directly at Pliny. You're doing an isa mazik. As what's pashta musik of a chazaka, to be able to be mazik. If you mazik someone for 3 years, someone's going to say, you're muchzik, you're allowed to be mazik more. Vada not. Chazaka only helps in schusim and tashmishim, but not in the isa mazik. And that the Ritva says, the other Rishonim hold, that be'emes, we're talking about a chaloin, where the ikka chaloin is not to be mazik the person, be'ezik riyo. The ikka chaloin is for other shimushim. No, rather, when you're using it for other shimushim, you're going to come to be mazik the person, be'ezik riyo. As thus is a kilo of milsa de memeglo, when you're looking out the window and you want to check things that are growing, you want to look to see what's going on outside, you want a veer, you want aira, as a memeglo, there'll be a hezikriya. As a bazei, zogde ritva, zogde rishainim, you could say over here also, bemes, he's not doing a direct isa mazik. He's just being mishtamish. He wants to open up a chaloin and he wants to be mishtamish. Memeil it'll come out to be a hezekriya. As a bazei, it's shayich a chazaka that you could have a chazaka to use the shtamshes. And the poiskim takas say lehedya, if a chazaka helps by hezekriya, avada, you're not allowed to walk over and stare. Meaning the chazaka just is matter to be mishtamish. And if it happens, agav urcha, that you look, okay, but avada, the chazaka is not matter to walk over and stare lehedya. As thus is the beer in the machlokes of a shaykh a chazaka by hezekriya. The machlokes, the riff, and the chubis a riff, the Ramban learned that there's no chazaka by hezekriya, and the rimagash, the Rashbam learned there's a chazaka by hezekriya. As Mishlev lefi the rimagash, and the Rashbam, as then the mission is pashit. The chazaka we're talking about is that even though you mazik by hezekriya, shaykh a musig of chazaka. But according to the Rif and the Ramban, as what chazaka are we talking about? You can't say it's being mate hezekriya. As Ramban says, you learn the Mishnah's talking about it here where there's no hezekriya. Mashal, the chaloin overlooks a rishos harabim, it's here where there's no hezekriya. As what is the tfiyah? The tfiyah is al derech the Mishnah on Chav Beis that someone has a tfiyah on the person. You can't build something, a koisel that'll block my view, that'll block the chaloin. But if the person was machzik in the chaloin, then he has a tfiyah on you that you can't build something that'll block the view of my chaloin, that'll block the light of my chaloin. But if he didn't have a chazaka, then he can't be teveim. Only when he has a chazaka, he'd be teveim not to do it. Because when the Mishnah is saying, yesh lahem chazaka, ein lahem chazaka by chaloin, it's not talking about to have the chaloin or not have the chaloin. The sugya is talking about if you could be teveim not to build keneged the chaloin. It's not doing it to Marzev and Tzulam HaMitzri. The other cases over there by Marzev and Tzulam, the Nina Chazaka, not Chazaka, is if you could have it or not. Feeder if Loizu Anidin, the Nina is in if you could have it or not. The Nidin is if you have a Chazaka, the Indian to be Tevehim, not to be Mafil. Beg the Rishainim, I, over here, we're not talking about a Chaloim Lo'ir in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to say. Okay, it's not be'ika asri the ayra answer the rishainim, but fot ayra comes in derech the chaloin as you still have a taina shelo yapel alai. The Ran is the last question on the Ramban from the Gemara on Daf Nun Tes. that the Gemara over there is mavur that the nidin of chazaka of chaloin, the ma'ila midalei ramis, is maybe he's going to go on a safsal and he's going to look through. As l'chayri, you see that we're handling mitzad hezekriya. The Gemara is on the bottom of nuntes amar aleph. Zokteran, according to the Ramban, you'll have to say the Gemara is only going on the yocholim chayis, on the eno yocholim chayis, but not on the chazaka chelik. The Pashtis, the steamers that run really more mashma, like the Rimagash and the Rashbam, if you the Rift or Ramban, you have to be Matcha Kama Yifanim. The Gemara brings down my Maziv Emle Chazaka V'yeshlem Koimoy Chazaka. As the Gemara says, three Pshatim, Reb Chanina Ma Maziv Emle Chazaka. First pshat is Reb Yehuda Meshmuel, Amaz Evein Lachazaka Miruach Achas, V'yeshlem Koyim Lachazaka Mishtei Ruchois. Chanina says, Im Hayarach Yachol Lekatzroi, Abba, you can't be Oikroi. Yirmi Barama says, Enough Kamin if you want to be Boina Tachtov. As the Rishonim Dan, is it a Machloikis, Amarayim, or each one saying a different teretz, and he holds to the other one. As the Rif brings down all three, is the Rishonim Amadaik the Rif, that the Rif holds it's not a machloikis. However, the Rosh learns that it is a machloikis. Aye, who is the machloikis? So where do we go, Ladino? So the Rosh, you can't chaper the Bala Marzev. Once the Bala Marzev is, he wants to use it, as you can't be my near him and move his thing away. Frektuch the Shaila, the Choyro, over here, the klal is imamunis. You always say, "Hamaitzim mechaveroi olav araya." As lechayru, who is the muchsik? The bala kalka. As why can't he tell the bala marziv to move his marziv away? Lechayru, he's the muchsik. As b'makom safik, he being that he's the muchsik, he should be able to tell him to move away. As Shmuel wants a taina. The pshat in the Rosh is that over here, be'emes, the bala marziv has a schus. Yizicha has a schus. There's a vaday schus to the bala marziv. Now the question is, what kind of a schus it is? How far the schus goes? As being that he has a vaday schus, as ebazay, therefore, we look at it that he's called the muchzik, because he has a chazaka to have a schus. Again, we're not sure vivite the schus is. But klapi that nakuda, once we know he has a vaday schus, that's enough for him to be called the muchzik. Nas is one mahalach. Lai behelim divrei Reb Shmuel, you could say another mahalach. Ulai, you could say, Enoch Inami, when we're dining on the Gufa Karka, who's a Bailim on the Karka, as a Vada, the other person's the Marikama. But over here, we're dining on the Shimushim. He's not being Mamish, Mishtamish with the Gufa Karka. He's being Mishtamish with the Avir HaChotzer. As it could be over there, even though he's the Bala Karka, but it doesn't make him into a Muchsik Klapi the Ishtamshus. The Nidin of Ishtamshus is a Nidin in Schusim, in Derech Tashmishim. Minishvi, Hami is Mavu and the Rosh, a Gavaldige Chiddush. So when you have a Sufik, Klapi a Schus Ishtamshus, as then is, you, the person who wants to be Mishtamish is Zaycha, no, the fear of Shmuel is only by a Marzev because he's Zicha as a Schus, the Shaila is how far. The other mahalach ulai you would see in the Rosh that by all the shtamshes it would be that way.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.